Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here. Are you there, Barbara?
I sure am. Hi, everybody.
And we have our psychic, our show psychic. Your name is Dale Shear. Are you there, Dale?
Yes, I am. We have our every Friday psychic.
Every Friday.
One and only, Dale Shear. Hello, Dale.
Now, I'm going to go and give the number to call in. It's 516-531-9874. How is everybody?
Fantastic. As they would say in Nevada, fair to middling.
Cute.
Yeah, fair to middling.
What
is that?
It means fair to middling. Johnny. I was going to give you a card reading. Do you want me to give one of the callers a card reading, Barb, or, you know, that someone who calls in? Or
yes, because I've been getting a lot lately. So, yes, let's give it to a caller. They deserve it.
Yeah, but also,
okay.
Johnny, I promise you. Johnny, so do you want me to go with you first, Johnny?
Yes, we can. Just don't give any name. Don't mention any names. Okay.
What name?
Yeah.
I don't know any names to mention.
She can't tell the cards what to do, Johnny. They speak for themselves. She just deals them out. I've
romance.
Learned about it.
Yeah, but this reading is going to be on romance, so I just don't want any names mentioned if you get an address.
Don't know any names.
All right.
I have you. What did I give you? Okay. How old are you, Johnny?
48.
How old are you? Okay,
48.
So I want to do you, 48. I want to do you as the King of Wands, if I can find
okay.
you. That would be your court card. Okay, that's the card that I would always use for you. I'm going to shuffle the cards. What's your question?
Okay.
You want to give me a question?
Yes. What do you see my love life be like? What will my love life be like over, say, the next 2 years?
Okay. Remember, cards don't do that. It'll go up to a few months, and that's it. So
okay.
What
will my love life be like?
You have to be more specific on your love life. Like, my question to you, is Johnny going to be having a love life soon?
All right. Yeah, that's a good question. Okay. Let's do that. Yes. Okay.
I mean, and again, I want to tell everybody, Barbara, I need to tell you too. My tarot book, Tarot for the Beginner, is on Amazon.com. It's $10, and it's how to read the cards in 1 hour or less. My other books that you'll see on my website, you'll have to order from me until I can get it straightened out with Amazon. But Tarot for the Beginner is really good, and we're going to do a class soon, but not right this second, okay?
Okay.
And Johnny,
great.
Tell me when you want me to stop, because I'm shuffling.
Okay.
Okay. Now?
Sorry. Stop.
You're not? Okay. All right. Now, you have to understand some of those cards. They don't always answer your question, but they may answer situations around you. So you have the judgment card. So you're judging a person or a situation, whether to go through with that or not, and that covers you. I mean, part of you is saying, gee, do I like this person? Do I not like this person? Do I let this person into my life? You're judging them. And what crosses you, again, you have the attorney card. So are you dealing with the attorneys again?
No, not right now.
I don't mean now. I mean your parents or anybody. Are you dealing with an attorney?
I mean, I'm not.
How about
I'm not going to be dealing with attorneys. If they are, I'm not aware of it.
Okay, well, you will hear soon that there's an attorney. I don't know if that's going to be involved in something. You are rushing off to do something, so I guess you're going to get out of that house. I guess you're going to get out and do something, or you're planning on doing something. Are you aware
well,
of that?
There is going to be a photo shoot over. There's going to be a photo shoot that I'm going to do with Barbara.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
When are you guys planning that?
I'm going to do it ideally around my birthday, and if she'll have me.
That's March.
No, May. It's May.
Oh.
May 28th.
I'm so sorry.
No, but that's
I'm very sorry. Because it means a lot to Johnny to have his birthday remembered. I'm very sorry, Johnny.
I even remember it, but that's okay. it shows you're thinking about that shoot. You want to get it together. Maybe there'll be a time before May that you can get out there to Los Angeles and go. There is a possibility of that, okay? And
right.
You're working really hard. Ooh, in the future, you have a new lady coming in. She's the Queen of Pentacles, Queen of Money. She's a doll. She's got everything going for her. I don't know. I'll pull her out of my book.
Wow, Johnny. That's exciting.
I'm going to pull her out of my book and tell you exactly what she says, what I wrote about it. You know, I wrote this book, but I can't remember every single thing I wrote. That's what's so weird, you know, and everybody loves Tarot for the Beginner. Okay, hang in there. I got to find the card. Well, I sneeze. Okay. Mm-hmm. Hey, Queen of Pentacles.
Zoomtike.
Thank you. That's allergy. The lady is money-minded. She's well off. Or you're just determined to, or she's just determined to be so. She commands respect because of her status and her position. She is skilled both in business and work. Okay? So that's
okay.
The type of woman she's going to meet. But the problem is, and we'll have to look at the other cards, she's more after money, so you got to be careful. Okay.
Oh, gotcha.
So, huh?
Okay, I hear you. I was saying I hear you.
Okay. Great. You're watching your money grow from work. It's getting better and better. You're looking in both directions. And you're trying to make decisions. Money, work, or girl. That's what you're trying to make the decision at.
Yeah.
Now, you have a party. What?
Go on.
What? You have a party or celebration coming. So you're going to be going to a party, or there's going to be a celebration. Or you're going to celebrate something. And it may be in connection with meeting this woman. Okay?
Okay.
You're going to be on the lam for a while. I mean, you're going to be running. And you have email messages coming in. He's very sensual right now, Barbara. He wants to find someone. And that's good.
Yeah,
your wish card
his
comes
feelers
up.
Out there.
Oh, yeah, he's got them out. The wish card has come up, which means you will get your wish about a lady. You're holding on to what you have. Now we have a new card up here that I want to look at. It's the three of them, and ones are always connected with business, but new business ventures to come, starting of a new deal. A new job or a new beginning. There could be travel in one's nectar of the woods or a phone call to start work. So this is telling me you are going into more horizons of television, radio, video, or something. You're doing more of that. And you have the Page of Wands. You have lots of messages around you. the sun shines for you, greatest card in the world. You're going to be happy about this. Either you're going to a wedding or somebody's having a wedding or you're getting married. So I don't know which.
Mm.
But that's beautiful.
So, wow.
That's fun.
So
okay.
If you hear of, okay, do you have any questions about what I read?
No, I'm just, I mean, we have it recorded, so, no, it's nothing. It just says, you know, this lady is money-oriented. Do you get any visions when you're doing this? I mean, are you picking up on anything, or is it just for the card?
No, I'm reading the card, so I'm going to shuffle some more and ask a little bit more about the lady, okay? The lady in question, Johnny, that... you know, he's interested in. It's telling me you got to hold on to your money, whatever little you have, okay? Because she can say, give me an idea. I want to be on the show. I want to have my own show. And that can present a money situation. I've just made that up, okay?
Right.
Okay? And I would say no to that. That's not a good idea. You're a little confused about her, and you're weighing and balancing things. And you're going to be there's many phone calls with this lady, and you're obviously you might know her, and she's going to talk to you quite a bit. Okay, that's the most it comes up with. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
That's amazing. That's really good. Yeah, basically it is.
Because they don't always turn out good, and you don't have any control over that either. The cards are talking. It's you shuffle them, whatever comes out. It could be bad, but his was
so
good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do you feel about it, Johnny?
Well, it was nice.
What?
Yeah.
That's
he
nice.
Said it was nice.
Do we have any phone calls, or what's going on?
Yes, we do have some phone calls. I'm going to put someone through. You okay with that?
You're in what?
I'm going to put someone through.
What?
Is that okay with you? I'm going to put someone through. Is that okay? Okay. The first call is area code 302. You're on the air.
Hi. Welcome to the show. Hi. Who's this?
Hi. This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie.
You're on.
Hi,
you're on with Dale Shear.
Thank you, Barbara. I believe to my memory that, isn't that Colorado?
No, it's Delaware.
Really?
Ooh, cool.
One place I haven't been. Why would
Me
I
Me too. I have not been there.
I know, but that's a Chicago number. Do you want a little tarot reading while you're at it?
Sure. I mean, I'm interested in finding out about my love life too, so.
Okay. So make a specific question. What would be the specific question about your love life? And you know, this has not been done before, where you do radio, be a psychic, answer questions, and also doing the tarot. Okay. So, I'm shuffling. What would you like the question to do? Don't think too hard now.
Will I have a love life coming up?
Did you meet Johnny? You might want to be introduced to Johnny since you both had the same question. Okay, you tell me when you stop, okay? Tell me when to stop, please.
Oh, stop.
Okay. I'll see what's going on with you now. And I want to mention that I do readings, tarot readings, and for the show, I have a reduced price of $50, and you can call me at 808-372-1816. But anyway, you have arrows of love coming your way. I don't know if you're aware of it, but there's going to be an offer in the future to travel. But you also have arrows of love. And according to my book, Intuition, it's Tarot for the Beginner, you had to read the cards in 1 hour or less. The Your answer of love, travel, is on its way in business. Lots of new people to meet, friendship, and or love to be found. So the answer immediately popped up that you're definitely going to have a love life. And, might I say, the devil comes up after that, so you're going to have a good sex life, too.
Oh, yeah, the devil, that's what that means when you get the devil card.
Yeah. Well, it's either it's a good thing. You have the sex life or you and someone else, so it's kind of fun. And then you have holding on to what you have. You're not letting loose because you're kind of uncertain about things, of which way it's going to go, like, you know, with the world. So you need to gather and hold on to all your stuff. And that's what you're doing. You're holding on to things. Does that make sense to you?
I mean, I'm actually letting go of stuff.
I don't mean stuff. I'm talking.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to let go of that. Yeah.
I'm not talking about stuff. I'm talking
right.
about you're holding the fort down when it comes to work, home, whatever, and you're holding on and keeping things nice and tight and secure because of the election or whatever else is going on, because none of us know what's going to happen. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got my point?
Yes.
And with the virus, so you're holding on. Now,
mm-hmm.
stuff, you might be letting go. That's a whole new issue. Okay?
Okay.
Keep saying you're holding on. What are you confused about? You're trying to make decisions, but at the same time, you're confused. You're like tied up and should I go left or should I go right or should I go left or should I go right or should I just stand still and do nothing?
I don't really know what I'm confused about. Like, I'm pretty, once I make up my mind to do something, like I went back to school in middle age and got a master's degree in counseling, and that's what I've been doing.
Okay, that's cool. That's also telling me that you are bound. You're staying in one spot. I mean, you're not moving about.
Right, mostly because of, COVID, and we're working from home. And
right, so you're like bound. I mean, because it ties you up and you're bound.
Yes,
I'm going to ask
yes.
you, who is a young boy around you? There's a young boy in the future that is coming in, or he may be in. Is there a young boy around you?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. I want you to be aware in the future that there's going to be someone you might have to help very deeply, and it's a younger child, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Younger guy. That's not your forte, but, it's you will be helping quite a few people. There's a lot of people around you that surround you. And there's also what's really neat. You got movies or television or documentary or something being made that you're going to be involved with.
Wow.
And it's going to be good. And it's going to be – now, what type of counseling do you do?
Mental health.
Okay. Yeah, so you would get kids and stuff like that. You do a very good job at it, too.
Thank you, because I'm new at it.
Oh, you don't have – it doesn't matter. You've done it all your life without knowing it.
Yeah.
So you have a degree, but the best degree that you can have is knowledge.
Yeah.
So as far as a love life, definitely having one. With an older man. Seems to be a little bit older than yourself because he comes right up. He's a King of Cups, and he holds a chalice, and he's very powerful, and he has a lot going for him, very good looking, very sweet.
Is he decent? Is he a nice person?
Yes. He weighs and balances everything before he makes So, yes, he's very decent. And you're going to rush on him and maybe have some coffee or do something. And, I know you're working from your home, but it's all good.
Yeah.
It's all very positive. Okay,
wow.
Did I leave out anything?
I can't think of anything in terms of that, but I just want to say hi to my friend Barbara.
Okay. Right. Wait, me? This Barbara on the show?
Oh, no, my friend Barbara, who passed
away. Okay, because I'm like, oh, I'm thinking Jackie. Oh, my gosh, I was trying to think, who is Jackie? I'm Barbara, too, so I just thought maybe I knew you, and you were surprising me.
Oh, I'm
okay.
Sorry. But thanks,
that's
but
okay.
Hi.
Hi. And hi to your friend Barbara, too.
Hello. Barbara, you were very close with her. She was very loving, very sweet, and very kind, and you miss her a lot. But she's around you all the time. I'm getting that. And, you know, she's around you. So know that and be kind.
Oh.
And ever have a problem, just ask her, and she will answer your problem.
Great. Thank you.
Wow. Oh, wow. Okay.
Well,
if you'd like
ma'am.
More, call me at 808-372-1816.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Jackie. You too.
Okay.
That was positive as well.
Yeah, but wait, I want to ask Barbara something. What?
She's rushing into the next caller. She would like to say a few words. Johnny, hold on, please, and we'll be right with you, caller. What did you want to ask me, Dale?
How did you like that little how do you like that play on doing a reading on someone and also doing, you know, psychic readings? How do you like that?
A combo, I think it's amazing. I think it's awesome. I wasn't really sure if you were doing that until the end when you saw her friend, you know, and you were very sure that this friend was passed away unless I missed something. But,
no,
I mean, you knew.
I knew.
Wow.
But,
really good. I thought it was fantastic.
It's a fun thing to do because I started off being a card reader, and I loved it, you know, and I got away from it.
I can't wait to learn. Dale, I've got the most beautiful cards, and everybody, go get your Rider-Waite deck for the beginners, tarot card, and get ready. And I can't wait to break mine in. So, please, let us schedule that soon, and we will when you're ready.
Yeah, I wasn't ready yet because I have the doctor's thing I want to do. But anyway, weren't you going somewhere?
Oh, you know what? I never did tell you about that. That has come and gone. And you know what? I did not go because I just felt like I really did get scared because I cannot get coronavirus. And it was flying and it was a big group of people. It was cocktail party. It was playing. It was, you know, activities.
Bad.
It was breakfast the next day. It was just buses. And the buses is what bothered me when they said, we're going to bus you from the hotel to the golf course. I just thought, you know, it's not worth it. I don't want to get it. It made me feel very uneasy. And I couldn't even believe they were doing it, actually, because they had been putting it off. And there's no difference between when it was supposed to be in April or now. There's no difference. And people are thinking, oh, just because it's been time that it's okay now. It's not. It's still bad and people are dying.
Yes, that's true. But, you know, if you're in, and I got to say this for a lot of people out there with the COVID, about the COVID virus, if you take care of yourself, you wash your hands, you wear a mask, you wear gloves if need be, and you just sanitize, and you stay within the circle of people you know. My washing machine's going off, but that's okay. When you stay within the circle of people you know, you know, you're safe. You're safe. But when you go to parties and you live it up and you do all that stuff, everyone, like when Trump came to Minden and then he went to Carson, there were 39 cases of the COVID virus. There's got to be a law about killing people, you know?
And
we didn't wear masks, and it was all over television. So, you know, you got to be – I'm not for or against him at all. But I'm just saying, come on, people. This is a real thing. And just if you're comfortable, I have friends that are out in trailers and they're traveling the United States and they're going in the backwoods. That's the way to go. You know what I mean? Not in front of a whole group of people.
I know, and I didn't know any of those people. So, yeah, okay, I made the right decision, I believe. Okay, good.
No, not I believe you did. Okay, okay, Johnny.
All right, ready for the next caller? Okay, area code 201, you're on the air.
Hi, caller. You're on
live with Dale Shear.
How are you? What's your name?
You said Dale, right?
You're on with Dale Shear, Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi, Dale. How? I'm Jackie
from,
as well,
you're from
too.
Jersey? Are you from Jersey? What part?
I'm
born and raised. I was born and raised in Jersey. What part?
I'm up here in the northern New Jersey.
Oh, that's where my cousin lives. Okay, she lives in North Bergen. Are you close to that area?
On your Cherry Hill. Is that near Cherry Hill?
No, Cherry Hill is about maybe an hour away from me.
Okay, because that's what Dale always says. Oh, Cherry Hill. I know where that is, but I guess.
Yeah,
I
know where Cherry Hill is. Just down there on the parkway.
Yeah.
Turnpike.
I love your accent. I miss it so much. I mean
yeah,
I can talk. I can talk like you. I can walk and talk and talk like you if I had to. But when I came to L.A., they kind of, like, slapped it out of me. So I kind of have a generic dialect.
It's funny. They always say that. They always say that, that Jersey and New York people are the only people who can walk and talk at the same time. I think it's because we're densely populated.
No, I love it. I love it. And I miss it so much. I'm really
curious. Jonathan knows where I'm at. I just don't want to call it out because of privacy right now.
No, that's fine. Okay. I just wanted to say one thing, though. I'm really curious, New Year's Eve. When are they going to have a Zoom party for New Year's as a Voltra? Because they're not going to let
I haven't done that since I was, like, in my 20s. When I was going through my growing pains and I was rebellious and the whole nine yards, you could not pay me to go to the ball drop even before COVID because I just can't stand the crowds anymore.
Well, before COVID, there's only one way to do it, and that's to get a hotel right there so that you can sit in the hotel and watch.
Right. Yeah, but you know what? When you live in crowded places and you have to deal with traffic jams and the actual increase in our population just like mushroomed. It grew exponentially. That's why we were hit so hard.
Okay, so how can I help you?
Well, I got some concerns. I mean, when you were talking to the other lady, I kind of felt like you were talking to me as well. I'm really concerned about what's going on with my job, balancing my job. I'm working remotely as well, and I'm working with a very, you know, tough group of people right now. And
they're
I'm also dealing
of,
with.
What type of work you're doing?
I'm a teacher, but I work in a system that's kind of like it got a lot of changes and it's always been kind of static and toxic, and I'm trying to balance that with family life and issues.
God bless you because your job is very secure. You could get a job anywhere. Even, you know, though you're working at home, it doesn't matter. You can get a job, and you're helping. You got to realize you're helping a lot of those kids because a lot of the people that are online, I know if it were me, we wouldn't understand what the hell was happening. And I feel that you're putting people on the right path. So keep doing what you're doing and do not change.
I'm trying, but it's hurting me. It's hurting me so bad. It's like,
no,
I don't think
the virus is hurting people. I mean, I'm projecting. I don't feel that this is going to wind down for at least a year or two. I mean, you know, and it's just, we're just going to have to learn to live like this for a whole life. And I don't know if it'll ever go back to the way it was. But the one thing that you got to know is with the masks and wearing them, at least the chances of getting the flu are very slim because nobody's coughing in your face, you know, and all that stuff. So you're dealing with kids, you're dealing with school. In Jersey, they're not opening. I heard that they were opening up the schools in Jersey.
Yeah, they were opening up some of them, but my district had to close because I live in a very populated place. And we've had a couple of cases. We've had people that died. And
hold on 1 second. I'm sorry, I'm doing the show right now. I have to call you back. Okay, don't call me now for a reading. Jonathan, give the phone number out, please. Your phone number?
Sure. It's 516-531-9874.
Okay, because they're calling on my other phone. Okay.
All right.
All right.
They're already calling. Okay.
I don't know. They just want to figure it out. But all I'm saying is that you're doing a very good job. Not to worry and don't get upset. Get a little bit
okay,
because
I have been.
Yeah, get
I
a
have,
little bit more
exercise. Exercise?
Yes, a little. Get some more exercise.
Yeah,
and
I'll feel better then.
Yeah.
Listen, okay, I want to physically move this year. And
okay, you're asking more. Okay, you're asking a lot of questions. So if you want a reading, you call me. No, that's right, at 808-372-1816.
Okay.
It's a Hawaii number, but I'm in Nevada. So I would say you have nothing to worry about. If you want to move, the time is right. If you find something you like, go for it. Don't worry about your job, okay?
Okay.
Have a good one, sweetie.
Thank you, sweetie.
Thank you, ma'am.
I love when Jersey calls in.
Okay.
My end of the woods. I wish my Hawaii people would call. I'm having a real
hard
time
with
great. Well, it's
right.
The problem is the time frame.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Jonathan.
Our next one is area code 424.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You're on live with Psychic Dale Shear. How are you, and what is your name?
What area code did you say? Is that me? Am I the caller?
You're on.
No, yeah, 424. Yes, you're on.
You're on. You're on live.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah.
How
Hi.
Are you guys?
What's your name?
I'm
Great.
Christy Tom. Me again.
Hey, Christy. Oh, my gosh. Why do I not recognize your voice?
She was very impressed last time, Dale. She was very impressed last time. She told me.
I was. I was indeed. I'm so impressed that I'm calling back to talk to you.
Oh, Dale. Yeah, hold on, Christy. Dale, this is Christy. She called last Friday, and then she was interviewed by us a couple days ago for the Playboy Playmate series. But she told me the reading. And again, on air, on her interview, she told me about the reading that you did for her. It was actually super amazing. Right, Christy?
It was. It was very enlightening, and you hit the nail on the head many times, so I was very impressed.
Okay, well, what I'm going to do now, Christy, I'm going to go one step further. I'm going to do a tarot reading. And to make
awesome.
It okay, so what is the question? Give me a specific question.
The specific question is I want to know what's going to happen with my art career.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. So, and it's Christy, correct?
Yes, Christy.
So just tell me when to stop. I'm stopping and asking what's going on with Christy's art career. And I'm shuffling, so tell me when to stop.
Okay, stop.
Okay. Okay. Okay, you have a party interference. You have a block. You have somebody that's stopping you from getting some of the stuff where you want it to get. I don't know if you know this or not, but it's just a third-party interference. It's nothing major, but it's like your stuff is really good. It's really innovative. It's really nice, but there's someone who's a little bit jealous of you, and they don't want your work to be displayed, but, you know, that's going to disappear soon, okay?
Hmm. Okay.
We don't know who it is. It's just somebody that is, you know, stuff is good. Are you aware of it?
I've just been going in a different avenue lately, in a more sort of commercial avenue. So I just kind of wanted to know, like, if that was going to be something that, like, succeeded or, like, if that was, you know, what it was going to do.
Are you putting it on the internet?
Yes, I am. I mean, I have an Etsy store. So
oh, okay.
I just do it through there. Yeah.
You can actually get an Etsy store?
Yeah. Yeah, anybody can have an Etsy store.
Yeah,
what you can sell things like through their site. It's actually pretty affordable, to tell you the truth. I mean, I'm like thrilled with them. I mean, you probably pay, I don't know, I have no idea if this is true, but I think it's around maybe like 12% or something like that.
Yeah, all right, got
good.
I'm gonna go look it up.
I'm
but
a member of your store now, Christy.
And
I'm a member of your store.
Thank you, Barbara.
Yeah, I went and got my profile all up after the show with you. I got my profile all up. I mean, I guess I had an account. I just never put anything up or did anything with it. And now that I'm following you, oh my gosh! I hope you got my message.
Can I say something?
Her business is amazing, Dale. I mean, she's an amazing artist.
Okay. What
oh,
type of art
you?
Let me
right
something.
Now, I'm making greeting cards. That's
oh,
what
cool.
I'm making right now. Yeah, it's really
okay.
fun. But I've always been like a fine artist, I've always been a painter. But that's sort of on hold right now because of COVID. But I picked up this greeting card business, and it's now I'm just insanely crazy about it.
That sounds fun. I want to say
it
this
is.
Much. According to what my cards are telling me, you have a little way to go, but it's going to take off, and you need more promotion and advertising in a different venue other than Etsy to bring people
yeah.
to Etsy. I mean, so that they will know what your artwork is all about and where they can buy it and how they can buy it. Whether it may be, you know, Facebook. I'm getting put one, and the cards are getting put one of your paintings or artwork up on Facebook and see if you get hits on it. And let people know that they can purchase a lot of your stuff through Etsy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I do now. I mean, that's kind of my only means of advertising now. It's really fun, though.
Well, what's your means? Well, yeah, but you need to. How about putting it on Facebook, too, and let people know that you're on Etsy?
Yeah, no, that's what I do. That's what I do. That's my only advertising
you know,
on Facebook.
I didn't know that. That's what the cards are telling me, that's the way you're going to be extremely successful. And where you have a success is you have an older man. Who's the older man in your life?
He's my ex-boyfriend who I'm still very close to.
Okay. He's still very much in love with you, the cards are showing me. And you're kind of like, you were hurt, and you were kind of devastated at that one point. But let me see if I feel if you should give him a little bit of a chance because he's going to help promote your work and help promote you, and it's going to be really positive on that level. So let me see. There's another man. You've got two men. You've got an older
really?
Man. Really? Yeah, then you have a younger man, and he's the King of Wands, and that might be someone that helps you with your career as well. Definitely. Party, celebration. So you are these men are going to help you be extremely successful.
Huh. And I'll get there? Is there like a time frame or like any like signposts I can be looking for?
Well, on the tarot cards, time frames vary, but
gotcha.
I just like to say within a year.
Okay. That's encouraging.
So you do very well. Where do I find you on Etsy? If I want to go look you up, where do I find you?
I'm 17 chickens, one word, 17chickens.etsy.com.
Wait, are you saying chickens like cluck cluck?
Yes. 17chickens.etsy.com.
I think I can because
17
that, but
chickens. But it just goes together so well.
You would text me that to 808-372-1816. I'd like to look your work up.
Barbara, can you text me? I don't have a phone and a
website.
Thank you.
I will. I will pass
thank
it along.
You,
and I will also, I haven't even done your promo yet. Your gorgeous promo I do. I send it out with, you know, the playmates that we interview. And we plaster that everywhere. And so, of course, I will add 17 chickens on, you know, the promo. And I hope you don't mind if I make it really glamorous. I like doing that.
You do whatever. And if you want a different picture or stuff, let me know, and I'll get you whatever you want.
Okay, I'm going to check your message. Yeah.
How did you come up with
17 chickens?
Well, chicken is my favorite word ever. So
why?
And I think that I'm a profound Scrabble player. Like, I love Scrabble, and I can beat most people. So I just love that word chicken. Like, I love the CH and I love the CK, and it's just my favorite word. I love what it looks like. I love what it sounds like. Just love chicken.
But you do
sketch
out a lot of birds, don't you? I mean, when I looked at it, it had a lot of birds, and it was so weird because I was telling you, I love looking at my birds, and then we were talking about passion and what we like to look at. It's so crazy, right?
I do have a lot of birds.
When did I lose control of the show?
Two playmates get together, that happens,
too. I know, I'm joking.
That's true.
Okay.
Two playmates and some chickens.
I love that word, chicken. I thought you liked
it. Me too. I actually do like chickens as well, but I just like the word, especially.
It's precious. Okay, if you would text Barbie, if you would text me that, I'd appreciate it because I'm going to look it up on Etsy and I'm going to check out Etsy to put some stuff up on. Okay.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely. And if you need any help, let me know. I will be glad to pass along whatever I've learned.
Okay, and you know what? You've got two guys coming in your life, or they might be in your life, according to the cards. And that was a good reading, too. They're not always good.
Yes.
They can be negative sometimes, and yours was good.
That's awesome. I'm glad I have good stuff to look forward to. That's fantastic. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for calling
in. Oh, you're welcome.
Thanks,
Christy. Yeah, we'll talk to you soon.
So
she's such a light. She's so positive, Johnny. I mean, he goes right. The next one, it's like we haven't even had a second to, like, breathe.
He's looking at all the callers and he's freaking out, but that's okay.
Okay, we're going to get to it in 4 seconds. I just wanted to say, isn't she such a light? Like, she's so positive.
Yes, she is.
She's had a life. I mean, she's had a very colorful life, and just, like, completely, I feel such positive energy from her, and I wanted to know if you did, too.
Yes. I would like to be her friend. She's very nice. She's fun. There's a lot of good stuff about her. She's just a doll.
Yeah.
I learn
she
something
really is.
Every time. I mean, I learn all the time.
Well, you're going to need her because when you do the tarot lesson, she said that she wants to be there for that on the channel, on the Roku Life After Happiness channel.
Right. I'm not avoiding it. I just have to feel right about it. And I'm waiting. There's another new deck of cards I ordered, and it's supposed to be here November 3rd, and I want to see what they look like as well, because I like to use more than one deck, so it's fun.
Okay.
Okay. Now, who's our next one, Johnny?
860 is the next one.
Hi, caller. Hi, you're on live with Psychic Gail Shear. Welcome to the show.
Hi, it's Amala. How are you?
Hi.
Great.
Amala. Where are you calling from?
Connecticut.
Connecticut, okay. Do you want just a psychic reading, or would you like me just to pass it out and just read your cards?
I don't know. I'm just going to go take a rest. Can you do kind of sort of both?
No, I don't have time for both.
Okay.
One or the other.
Okay, so why not just do the cards?
Okay, so I will do that. And I'm going to have you, and I'm going to shuffle the cards. What's your question, sweetheart? What's your question?
Is it private, or do I tell the cards now?
Yeah, what's your question?
Oh, my question, I'm interested in somebody. I was just wondering if it's people. I'm not sure.
What's going on in the background there? I'm getting a revive, so you got to go to a quieter place. So give me the name of the person you're interested in.
Who's shuffling back there?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, so what is the person's name?
It's Mike.
Okay. All right. So you want to know if you're going to have a relationship with Mike, or do you want to know if the relationship will be getting with Mike? What do you want to know? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. You're not responding.
Oh, so I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I hurt myself. It's a long story. I have a knee issue right now. I'm sorry about that. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, I know a lot about those. Okay. So do you want to know if you are going to be with Mike, or do you want to know if you're going to continue the relationship with Mike?
Well, okay. To make it short and sweet, I just met him. I don't even know. I know there was a connection, but
okay.
I don't know.
Yeah. Better. Okay, so I'm shuffling, and you tell me when to stop. Is he younger than yourself?
Okay. Well, I'm just shuffling the spirit.
What?
Stop.
Okay. Is Mike younger than you?
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, well, the shuffling was there. I'm sorry, what did you say?
Is Mike younger than you?
No, it was, that's the past.
Oh.
Yes, that's the past person.
Right, so,
yep.
All right, I'm showing that there's going to be a ride in the car, or a car with him. You're going to go places. You're going to meet each other. You're going to have a little fun together. There's a victory with him. He's a good person. He works very hard all the time. There is a problem with a mother or an aunt. There's a death in the family that you will hear about through him. So when you want something to happen with this guy, it may not be right away. It may be because he may have to go to a funeral or something. Are you aware of that at all?
No, not at all, because we just seriously, it's a long story, but he was doing work on our house, and then it fell through. So I'm trying to be like, I'm not trying to attach myself or anything like that, but it's funny how we met, because I fell in front of him. And I hurt my knee. And then there's compassion, and like, he was just really nice to me about it. So,
he is very nice. Yes. He is very nice, and I expect you to have several dates with him that she will go out with and have some fun with him and go places with him and do things. And even though we do have the COVID virus, we can do certain things. So, but he is going to have an issue, you'll find out later on, or you're going to hear from someone, it could be something else, or you're going to hear from someone in your family that has been ill or sick or, you know, on their deathbed, and you're going to, it's either one of you. I don't know which, but I have to tell you what.
Do you know when that's at? Oh, my God. That's, like, really, that's huge.
What? Because it's a woman.
It's a woman. Oh, my God.
Do you know who this is?
No. It's scaring me a little bit. Oh, no.
Yeah, well, don't be scared because it's not you. So don't be scared. It's not you. It's just something you're going to hear about. It's an event. But as far as everything with this guy, it's perfect. Not to worry.
Well, is he going to, we're just this weird stage. Is he like an initiated person or is he like passive? Because I'm just wondering, like, I don't want to go, because the other person that was just so direct, and now I'm like the opposite. I'm like kind of like sitting there.
You know, there's a middle of the road. There is definitely a middle of the road. So you might just give him one phone call and see how that works. See, you know, you have a nice talk, or if he returns your call, and if he doesn't, then just put it down for a while and walk the other way. See what happens.
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, the sky's the limit. I know what I want. So it's just like, kind of like, there's nothing like, I think what the biggest thing I'm learning about myself is that, you know, do I like this person? It's just not about him liking me.
Right.
Like, do I like him? Do I really like him? Yeah.
You're not going to know because you don't know him well enough. So you need to spend more time with him and know. So that's how I'm going to end this call. Okay?
Okay. Great. Thank you so very much. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks. Okay.
Thanks, Amala. Oh, my gosh. It was a good and a little bad. But that's why.
It's not bad. There's an old saying, forewarned is forearmed.
Oh.
It's better to know about something than not to know and keep yourself guessing till you kill yourself, you know? So it's better.
That's
to
true. Better
so,
to know.
It's not her. It's just someone in the family that she's going to hear of. And then I should be telling you.
She call us can, back. Does she have the power to change anything by her actions or at all?
No, death is, in general, death is predestined to a point. I mean, you can alter it for a short period of time if you know how, if you catch it in time. Like I was able to do it with my mother. My teacher told me that my mother was going to pass, and she saw her as skinny as a rail and tall walking across the street. And when I saw that, I got her down to my sister's right away, and my sister got her to a doctor, and they were able to fix the situation or she would have died. So there are sometimes you can alter it for a short time, but at the end result, it goes back to the way it was. Does that make sense to you?
Okay. Yes. Well, we wish her well. Yeah, we wish her family member well. Whoever is going to be getting ill, we just hope it's not too bad.
Well, like you said in my cards, there's good and bad. So you got to take the good with the bad. But it seems like people want more card readings. And again, I'm going to put out my phone number, 808-372-1816, if you want a card reading. But don't call this moment. I'm on the air. Okay?
All right.
Yeah.
It's
fun and it's new and it's different.
I think we're going to put in maybe one more call. Is that okay? Maybe this will be the last call?
Oh. Why are we doing that? Why do you do that? You always
what?
Yeah, why? Why, Johnny?
I don't know.
Why?
Do you want to do more?
Well,
not even 6 o'clock.
Let me decide, okay?
Okay. Sorry.
Okay. Yes, go ahead.
All right. This is 914.
Hi, caller. You're on live with Psychic Gail Shear. How are you tonight?
Hi, fantastic. Thank you so much for taking my call, all of you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
What's
your name and where are you from? My name is Catherine, and I'm calling from New York.
Oh, what part of New York, honey?
I'm in Rockland County.
Where is that?
It's just above Westchester.
I don't even know where that is. Okay, you're upstate New York. That I know.
Yes.
That's as far as I. Is it near Long Island?
About an hour away.
Okay. All right. Now I got the general area in my head. And how can I help you, sweetie?
Thank you. Yes, I have a project that begins with the letter L that I'm thinking of extending with a friend of mine. It looks like we're going to pair up in business. Her name is Cassandra. And I'm wondering if I should indeed work on that project with her or perhaps another one that I have that starts with the letter V.
Wow. This requires a lot of analytical thought. It requires a regular reading. So I'm going to give you a generality, which would be, in other words, call for a reading on this, 808-372-1816, because this is involved. It's not a yes or no answer. And I don't want you to waste your time or your money, you know, so we'd have to go over it together. But I would say in one of the ventures, you're going to do very well and make quite a bit of money and be successful. The other one is not going to take off, but I don't know which is which.
Ah, okay.
That's the best I can tell you for now.
Yeah, I see. Wow. And are you seeing if the partner is correct? You know, because we're friends and I don't want to damage the friendship if, you know, if it, you know,
that
goes
I don't
awry.
Know. Again, I would like to do that in a tarot reading and see it. I don't have time to do it now, but if you were to call, I would like to do that in tarot reading and lay the card out on each person to see which would be better fit for you.
Oh, okay.
Okay. My number is 808-372-1816.
372-1816.
And I'm in Nevada, so I'm 3 hours behind you.
Oh, okay.
So what I'd like you to do is formulate your question specifically and call me tomorrow. That would be the best way to do it.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Have
Thank
a good
you.
One.
Thank you. Bless
Thank
us
you
all.
For calling. Yes, thank you.
I'm sorry,
Johnny,
Gail,
did
I didn't mean to.
It's all right. What? Don't say you're sorry. You do it all the time. It's okay. Did our friend make it in or not?
Yes, he. He's here. Yes.
Okay. Anyway, let's go. Can we do a few more calls?
Of course, we can. I'm just.
I think it's so interesting how you have so many callers from New York or New Jersey every single time out of all the places in, you know, America. You always get them, and you must be drawing them in like a magnet. How else would this happen?
I don't know what it is, but because I'm from that neck of the woods, I guess they know. They're used to John Edwards, and they're used to a couple of the psychic medium, and they're used to a couple of the people there, so they're not fearful of it. And
I was thinking that too.
Yeah, I totally understand, Becky's people. I was wondering what she thought of the fact of me offering them tarot readings as well, because that's the new wave of the future.
Oh, yeah, I think it's great. It's a wonderful tool, for one thing, and it's a lot of fun, and it's a lot of fun to follow along. And I was even thinking it's going to be even more fun, not putting any pressure on you, and there's no rush at all, but to actually know what you're doing, because it's so interesting. You know, wouldn't we learn how to do it?
Once I figure it out, I'll teach you what I'm doing.
You just probably just do it. You don't really know. Is it that you just don't know really what you're doing because you're just so naturally just doing it?
We can do another call, but I need to screen it first. Give me a moment.
Go ahead and do that, and then maybe, you know, she can
answer
my question.
Barbara, I want to answer that question. I was your daughter's age when I picked up a deck of tarot cards. I don't remember why I did it, except my mother used to read cards, you know, for fun or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to learn how to read cards, and I went to a magic shop and in Los Angeles, and I picked up a deck of tarot, which happened to be French. And I started learning how to read the cards. I think I had a book or two. They didn't have many in those days. And then as it got more popular, they had a lot more books written on the topic. But then as years went by, I became a blackjack dealer at Harvey's for 5 years. And when the bomb went off, it blew up the whole casino, and I didn't know what I was going to do. You know, so I told my husband then, I said, I want to read cards and just get me a tape recorder, because I taped all my sessions, because I would go to card readers and they wouldn't tape it, and I couldn't remember what they said. So I always said, if I ever did this, I'm going to tape it. So I taped it, you know, on a cassette tape, which nobody knows what they are anymore. And I taped it, and I handed the tape to the person. And my husband, I'll never forget, saying, you know, we made really good money being a blackjack dealer. So he said, gee, you ain't going to make much money doing this. Turned out I made more money than him in 1 year. And I mean, lining up at my $50 a reading. I mean, it was crazy. I had people from, you know, head casinos and – in fact, that's how I got into Harrah's. Was the head of Harrah's came for a reading, and he would keep coming for readings. And he'd say, is there anything I can do for you? And I said, no, I'm fine. I'm happy where I'm at, except I wanted to meet my teacher. And he just picked up the phone, same with Doug Bushhouse, and made one phone call. And the next thing I knew, I was connected with my teacher, Peter Hercoz, and he trained me on another level. But it's just, I always wanted to just go back to cards and have fun with it, because it's a lot less stressful, and it's just like reading what's there. So I enjoy it. But I'm glad.
Yeah,
it's my own method. And, you know, everybody has their own. I stay up late at night, and I watch you can put Leo, Aries, whatever sign. I'll look up Aries, and I'll put Tarot, and then it'll come up with the reading for the next 5 days. And I have found that I'm so addicted to watching that every night and to see how everybody is reading differently. And what I did realize is that they're not reading the cards. They're just doing a psychic reading. That's what I was been befuddled about.
Well, I don't like that. I like everything to be authentic. I like to know what they're doing. I like them to be straight up with me, and that's you.
No, thank you. Okay, Johnny, are we ready?
Yes. Area code 770, you are up.
Yeah, we can
be
just a lot. Because I'm going
to
go eat.
Dale Shear is raring to go, caller, and you are up. Hello? Caller?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
You're on. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm Maddie.
Oh, I love the name.
Hi,
and
Maddie.
Where are you from?
Georgia. Oh, you love my name. Thank you.
I do. Boy, we got somebody besides New York.
Yeah, we did. Georgia.
I'm here in Atlanta, Georgia, yes.
That's wild. Now, do you want a little mini card reading, or do you want just a psychic reading?
Either or, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
I'm going to
do a general reading on that, because you're such
okay.
a nice person, and you're so sweet, and I'm just going to just say what's happening around you. I'm going to do that with cards. In a quick ask what's happening around you, and just tell me when to stop, because that's important. And I'm
tell
right
you
now.
When to stop? Okay.
Yeah. I'm asking what's going on with Maddie now, so...
Sound like you're breaking up.
Tell me when you want me to stop.
Oh, that's what I thought you said. You can stop.
Okay.
Stop.
Okay. Who has uh-huh. to go to the who has to go to the doctor around you? Is there any dental doctor, anything of that sort?
Oh yes, I have a sore spot on my gum. I was thinking maybe I should go to my dentist, but today
yeah.
I picked up some
yeah.
myrrh oil, and I think that will help that sore spot.
What did
I've
you
had
say?
It before, and the myrrh really works. Yeah, you're
what
right.
Okay, but what is the product? I'm not familiar with that. What is that?
Myrrh. It's a. You heard of frankincense and myrrh?
Yes.
Okay, myrrh. Myrrh is very good for each time during my lifetime since I find out about it. When I have a sore spot on my gum, I
mm-hmm.
rub myrrh and it takes it away.
Where do you buy that?
I bought it. You get it at the health food store.
Oh, I got it. Okay, so it's that one. All right. All right, I'm also showing that you've been confused about a love situation. So
I am. It's someone that I've been feeling, I guess, lost. I've been feeling, we're friends, and he did
right.
offer me love. Romance at one time, and I wasn't ready, but now I think I'm ready. I've gotten to know him better, and I just feel like now I have love for him.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you, the card is upside down, so don't do it right now. Hold off, because you've
okay.
been confused. Just hold off a little while longer. I mean,
okay.
those who wait, it's better sometimes. And this could lead to marriage. It's showing me if you bring, you know, what do you call it? It could lead to or a relationship of living together. It's also
oh, really okay.
Yeah, you're working very hard.
So
wait, working,
it could lead to marriage or a living together, either or. Okay.
Mhm.
Are we soulmates?
That's a whole big story.
What?
I wrote papers. That's a big story on what a soulmate is. Let me just give you the
I see.
Raw,
okay.
No, it's a raw impression. A soulmate
okay,
can be
I got it. I understand that, yes. Uh-huh.
It can be many people we know, but is it the true soulmate? I don't know. You're going to know that.
Yes, yes.
The sun shines for you, which is really good. There's a lot of happiness for you. There's a lot. What's going on with work? Are you happy there?
With work? Well, I'm actually want to get involved. I'm an esthetician, and this same person had offered me a spot in his office to do skincare.
Great. Where is that? Okay.
And that's what I've been thinking about more and more. I'm kind of excited about it because I would love to get back in to done skin.
Let me tell you this. You're from Georgia, you say?
Yes.
But you have a back east accent.
I have a what?
Back East accent.
A back East accent.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, from the East Coast?
Yes. Are you aware?
Am I aware?
Mm-hmm.
No, I moved here from the New York area, New Jersey.
Well, hello. Okay, stop right there. Barbara.
Okay.
Yeah.
Explain.
Okay.
If
you get so many callers from New York and New Jersey, where, like, Dale is from, that stomping ground, and so we find it to be crazy. And then we think, oh, we finally get somebody from somewhere else, but in reality, you're really from that area.
Okay. So I'm going to go back to the cards real quick, and then
okay.
we'll do our shout-out and everything. The sun shines for you with this guy. On the work situation, there seems to be doubt. There's a lot of doubt around the work situation. But I would tell you to do both if you can, to do your esthetician work in one spot and work for him part-time, maybe one day a week, till you can get the feel and see if you like it. And if you like it, then fine, then you can make the plunge, all right?
Yes, that's exactly what it was going to be, 1 or 2 days a week, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for calling. And
well, thank you.
You can that was a card reading, and you can reach me at 808-372-1816, and I thank you very much.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
And Barbara.
All right. Okay, great.
These cards
thank you for calling.
These cards have been pretty hot tonight.
Very hot. So they're the in thing right now, you were saying? They're like the now?
Ask your daughter.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. That's my answer, because all the kids, I mean, this was a couple years ago. No, a year and a half ago when we moved here, she got really into it and had to get her cards. We had to go to a special store. She got her pendulum. She got all kinds of wonderful things. And she just got into it, and it wasn't because of me. So you are right. It is the craze right now.
Well, it's this way forever. It goes on and off. But I can't tell you on YouTube and on Roku how many tarot card readers there are, thousands. But this is my way of doing it, to introduce my own way. Through Johnny, through this, through you. And I'm enjoying just having fun with it.
Good. I didn't know that you had such a love for that. But we're glad that you're able to have a place to really show it off, because we love it.
Oh, yeah. And I think the people love it, because when you give them a choice, they, you know, like to pick the tarot. So that's kind of fun. We had a good show tonight. I really enjoyed it.
It was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny's got a good love life coming.
So do you want to do one more caller, maybe, or what's your opinion?
There it goes again. Sure, why not? This
we'll
will be the last caller.
This is the last caller. 856 area code.
Hi, guys,
caller.
How are you?
Thank goodness.
One more. Okay, great. What's your name?
Rosemaria.
And where are you from, Rosemaria?
New Jersey.
Motherfucker.
Oh, no. That's funny.
Wow. What part of Jersey?
Two minutes away from Cherry Hill, so.
Oh, you're in a good section.
10 minutes away from Philly.
Yeah. See, Cherry Hill is on the border of Philly, and
right.
We have a very strange accent. We have part of a Philly accent and part of a Jersey accent. Right,
right
here, right. Huh?
True.
Okay. And the essence of goodness with you, I'm going to ask you something plain outright. And if it's not now, it's something you will know in the future of somebody. But and I'm trying to soften it, but back east, we don't soften it. I want to say police, law, FBI and tickets. Do you know who do you know in that venue, or if not, be aware of it?
Okay.
Do you know someone?
That works in that department? Not really.
Not work.
Not that I...
We'll get. They will get involved with it.
Probably me, probably eventually, probably. Because I'm in the security stuff, so.
Oh,
maybe.
Okay. You're in security what?
Homeland Security. For the military
Homeland
stuff like that.
Security. Oh, God. Okay. I always pick up on that. I don't know. I could sit at home, Barbara, for a year, and I have someone come to my house from the CIA, and I nail it every time. So now we have Homeland Security, and there's going to be, you better stay on your guard, because there's going to be a lot of riffraff going on after the election in every which way but least. So you need to really, there's going to be a lot of upheaval going on, and just stay back is what I want you to do, okay?
Okay.
In other words, don't pull a gun on anybody. Don't do nothing, and you are in the process of checking people out, correct?
Right.
Good.
Surveillance and stuff.
Can you check me out and see if I'm on the government list? I want to know.
Sure.
Dale Shear, D-A-Y-L-U-C-H-E-A-R. I've been told I am. Now, under president. You are?
I am because probably not anymore, but I did accidentally forgot to take out my May. This was years ago. So you're only on there for 2 years if you do something like that. I forgot to take it out, and they found it going through security. My May full spray out of my purse, and I didn't know they put you on a list if you forget to take that out of your purse. Yeah.
Wow.
And he was not nice. He's like, you're on our list now.
Yeah. Well, maybe he was joking. I don't know.
Probably.
No,
but to make me scared. He was mean. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was referring to as a psychic, Dale, because I've been told I'm on the list because Reagan put me on the list. So, I don't know.
Hey.
But anyway, you have a very long career. A very good career, and it's just I want you to protect yourself. And being from Jersey, I'm really not worried about that.
True. Cool.
True. Cool. I love it. And I can tell you something I'm missing right now from Jersey, White Castle.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
You know what? You know those White Castle hamburgers?
Yeah, I think they took them away in our area. I don't think there's one in our area. I don't think.
They might have, but I was born in Newark, New Jersey, and all those surrounding areas. I was talking to a girlfriend today who's back east, and she was telling me all about White Castle, and I was getting pretty jealous. You know, but what can I say?
Those are good. You can get them frozen.
You can get them in Ralph's, and you can get them in the frozen section.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
and it's just
is there anything else, sweetheart? Anything else?
That's it, or a relationship, if that's coming up.
Yes. Remember I said there's a choice to be made.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear that part. Cool.
Definitely. There's a choice to be made, a choice between two men. Two loves, and the sun shines for you, and yes, there will be a relationship. And it's somebody in your own field.
Cool. Appreciate it.
Okay. All right, girl. You have a good one.
You too. Thanks.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Again, I recognize her. Rose Maria. Yeah.
You do?
Wow, that was yes, I do. She's called a few times. Mm-hmm. And a couple other people were repeat callers, too. So that's always cool.
Yeah, I'm trying to get
some Johnny.
Noise.
Johnny, it's so quiet. Yes, when I don't hear papers wrestling around, then I'm thinking, where are you?
I'm here.
So thank you, Johnny, for delivering such wonderful callers to Dale. And thank you, Dale, for such a fabulous job today. And it was so fun putting the swing on it with the tarot cards. Wow, that was
even more enjoyable. I really liked it a lot. I followed along better. Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, because it's never been done before, and I'm one of those people that love to do things that have never been done. I'm a major drama queen like you, and I love, in a good way I say that, and I love to, absolutely love to do different things, and I thought this up when I figured on Johnny's show, this would be interesting, and people seem to like it, so that's good. I'd like to hear from them.
It was great. It was perfect. So everybody, you know that you can also get a private reading with Gail. And how easy is this? All you have to do is call her directly. We've sent out the phone number. We've shouted out the phone number, but I'm going to do it one more time. Gail Shear's direct phone number is 808-372-1816. I know that your phone always goes off the hook kind of during the show and probably after the show because people want, they want a private one. And how long is this private one? I'm just curious.
Well, it depends. If we do a tarot reading, I just go per session. You know, like I don't go past, I do it maybe 30, 40 minutes, you know, but and a psychic reading, a psychic reading, it's about the same, you know, but it depends. I don't stop because of money. I mean, if it's a real interesting thing and I want to help the person, then I just help them.
It's wonderful. And so you're giving a discount to our listeners, too, which is wonderful, and we are grateful for that. So, you know, you get a deal, too, Life After Happiness Community. Go ahead.
Yeah. Last week I had someone call, and they wanted both, a psychic reading and a tarot reading, and I did that for $100, so I did both. So
that's a good deal. Yeah. Awesome.
Okay.
And if you want to check out more about Gail Shear, all of her books that she's written, which is 5, and you want to order books, you can order directly, and she has many to offer on Amazon. So get those. It's so interesting. Get your tarot cards for the beginner class.
Tarot for the Beginner, you can get on Amazon. Barbara, we sent you the book out yesterday. So you should be getting it in the next few days. So you'll get it in the next few days, okay?
Oh, and I wanted to tell you, thank you for the room spray as well when you sent me the HMH, Hugh Marston Hefner cigar boxes, which are collector's items. I love them. You're going to send me a book, and then you sent me, like, the Playboy, some memorabilia, and you sent some room spray, and it worked so great. You can hardly smell the spray. You smell nothing.
That is that's our other company, Erase. My husband sent all that stuff out to you. And the Erase was when people would smoke cigars in the store, and he'd come home, and I'm going, go away, it stinks. And he bought the company, which is called Erase. And he sprays it in the air, and it's good for a lot of things. Going into the bathroom, it's good for cigar smoke. It's good for whenever we had the fires, we'd spray it in the car so we could breathe. I mean, it's pretty awesome stuff.
It really is. And so you're not in that business anymore, though? I was just curious.
Oh, I am.
Because I have a poster. I did a cigar poster, and I think I was on the cover of that Aficionado magazine, the same image they used on the poster. Yeah, that would be cool. Like, if you have a story, you could put it up.
Yes, that would be wonderful.
Okay, I will.
The Erase is a really good product. What, do you have a booth?
No, I didn't say booth. I did a poster for cigar smoking, and I was holding a cigar. It's really cool. It's elegant. It's very cool, sitting in that chair, kind of just my profile. It's really cool. And then I did a different, like a headshot with a cigar for the Aficionado Cigar Magazine.
That's kind of cool. I'd like to see a copy.
Yeah, a while back. So I'll get that for you. So
Thanks. And then everybody, you can listen to the show again. I like to listen to the shows every single time. I listen to them over again right after the show. I find it on YouTube because we have a YouTube channel, Life, Laughter, Happiness, and we're gaining followers. We really appreciate it when you subscribe because that supports us. So please don't forget to do that and follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. I've been posting a lot of stuff on there. And if you don't know what show is next, then you need to know. It's simple. Just go to our website, lifelaughterhappiness.com. Right there on the front page, the home page, it will say show list. And you'll be able to get the direct link straight to the next show and find out, you know, what it is. So we got it all taken care of for you. It's simple. It's easy. Also, hey, if you have Roku, we're on Roku as well. We have a TV channel now, Life, Laughter, Happiness TV. What do we call it now, Johnny? Life, Laughter, Happiness on Roku?
Life, Laughter, Happiness.
Okay. Yes. So we love Roku. I'm enjoying Roku. And that's it. I think we've covered it all.
Thank you both very much. I enjoyed it.
You're welcome.
Well, good night, everybody. Good night, Barbara. Good night, Dale.
Enjoy your weekend, everybody. Thanks, Dale. Thanks, Johnny.
And a big aloha to you.
Aloha.
Because I'm going to be going to Hawaii.